All right, it's 8:43 on the ticket. World Cup match yesterday at Dallas Stadium in Arlington. England beat Croatia. And joining us here in studio now are two brothers who traveled all the way from England to cheer on their team in the World Cup. It's Rupert and Alistair Haversham. Which one of you is Rupert?
Rupert, right here.
Hi, Rupert.
He's Rupert.
And you're Alistair?
I'm Alistair.
And you're from...
that's right. We thought we'd come out here and have a little chinwag with you, mate. Maybe ask a favour of you before it's all over with. I'm Rupert. That's Alistair there.
I really don't want to talk.
You don't want to be on the radio?
We're known as the Haversham Brothers. You want to know why we're known as the Haversham Brothers?
Is it your last name?
Yeah, that's right. You
got
it. You
got it.
That's right. From England. Not like you lot. Not like you lot. You're not from England.
No, I'm from America.
We travelled all the way from jolly old England to get here, and I've got to say, we don't find your Yankee accommodation to be that spot on.
You don't?
No.
Well, I think it's nice. I think what you've done with your city's very nice.
Oh, thank you, Alistair.
I don't think what you've done is very nice, and I've half a mind to shove your balls down your throat.
Well, what have we done?
Maybe have a cracking English breakfast with a couple of pints, maybe before having 11s.
Well, what have we done?
What you say about that, you git?
Listen to his voice. It's what drinking does to it.
What's wrong with my voice?
It's all gravelly and yucky.
Hey, honestly, he is pissed. Look at him. He's pissed. He thought he'd come over here as America, get a big American house. We rent a Verbo. What a rubbish rooming house
fine,
that is.
It's fine.
You got a
we
Verbo.
Rent it out for home up for 10,000 quid and sixpence.
Look, I don't.
That's a lot of pounds sterling, mate.
I don't even want to be here. I don't like football. American football.
Well, what are you doing?
He's very scared.
My brother made me come. Oh. And I don't like. And when he gets drinky, he beats me.
Shut up!
He beats you?
Ow! He finds your Texas gals quite dishy, though, don't you? You like your Texas gals, don't you?
I really don't enjoy women.
You don't?
No.
Let me say something.
I'm scared. I've got
to complain about this stadium you got out there.
Yes.
Stadium's so garish and gaudy.
It is.
Old Alistair here, he thought it was... He couldn't Adam and Eve it.
What does that mean?
British slang. Don't worry about it. He ain't been over here in a donkey since, so he ain't seen it. He says it's not like the telly. We only watch the Dallas show on the telly.
Oh, right.
TV presentation, Dallas.
The J.R. Ewing show?
Yeah, where's J.R. Ewing and all that lot?
Very old.
You're telling me he ain't realsies?
No.
Oh, we thought it was a dork.
No, it's not a dork.
Speaking of the Dallas telly, the people on Fox 4 are strange.
The people on Fox 4? Why?
Especially the gray-haired man who does sport.
Mike Ducey?
Yeah, he's very strange.
Why is he strange?
He scares me.
Why would he scare you?
I don't know. I think he's up to something.
Yeah, what's he up to?
And then the man on Channel 8, is it? Telly 8?
Mm-hmm. Telly 8.
His name's Peter, and he makes fun of Cynthia constantly.
Pete Delkus.
Yeah,
he's well, you've been watching
that.
A lot of local TV, haven't you?
Yes, I don't
he
get out.
He comes all the way over here just to watch local TV.
I don't want to. It's too hot, and he scares me.
We came back from Dallas Stadium last night completely knackered.
Yeah,
completely knackered.
I don't drink.
We were too completely tired, and we were drunk, and we had a few bits and bobs out of the fridge.
I don't like going out. I don't like stadiums, and I don't like soccer.
It's hard for me to believe you're brothers.
I know.
And don't like women, neighbor.
My mother doesn't like it when he talks like this.
Listen, I'm tired of this lot over here. This guy is git over here. You're always insulting us.
What am I doing?
You're not being very welcoming to the British.
He's fine. He's being very nice.
If you want a piece of me, you can travel to my Verbo, 1026 North Beckley Street.
Okay.
Come on out and try to break off a piece of kickassery from me.
Maybe a bit of history to that.
And you better do it quick, mate, because we're about to shove off to Boston to watch England beat the hell out of Ghana.
Oh,
week.
That's your next match.
I'm beat the hell out of them Ghanaese and make Sam Adams and Paul Revere wish they'd never invented beer.
I'm not going to Boston.
Yeah, the hell you're not going to Boston. I'm dragging you.
It scares me.
Well, everything scares you, Alistair.
But in Boston, they have something called a green monster.
Okay.
He scares me.
I don't like monsters.
That's only a part of a ballpark. It's not a real monster.
We got to get out of here because we're way too underdeveloped.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I told you.
Bye-bye. There they go, Dad. The Haversham brothers, Rupert and Alistair.
Rupert.
In town to watch England in the World Cup.
I told you. This is what Craig gets. This is what he gets.
What?
You forced us.
I did not force you to do anything.